This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency has stabilized for now on global markets, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue, with the Trump administration warning of more economic pressure if Ankara refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump wants the matter resolved now.
Certainly the president has a great deal of frustration on the fact that Pastor Brunson has not been released, as well as the fact that other U.S. citizens and employees of diplomatic facilities have not been released. And we're going to continue to call on Turkey to do the right thing and release those individuals.
Meanwhile, Turkey has doubled tariffs on a variety of U.S. imports, including cars, coal, tobacco, and cosmetics. U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Jeffrey Hovenier in Turkey met with Brunson on Tuesday.
We continue our call on Turkish authorities that with regard to his case, as well as the case of the other unjustly detained Americans and the Turkish national employees of the U.S. diplomatic mission, that their cases be resolved, that they be resolved without delay and in a fair and transparent manner.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu says pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for dialogue. The Democratic Republic of Congo is using an experimental vaccine to counter the latest outbreak of Ebola that's claimed more than 40 lives in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the east. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the World Health Organization's director general.
This is a very dangerous enemy, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to follow 24/7. And we need to be very flexible in changing the way we tackle the virus.
An early outbreak in the country's northwest was declared contained in July. This is VOA News.